USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
As a bipartisan congressional special committee prepares to meet for a second day to discuss border security and how to avert another government shutdown, Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi has already declared just moments ago,
There's not going to be any wall money in the legislation.
Pelosi also responding to the president suggesting today in a tweet that he may end up having to declare an emergency to get the wall funding himself.
Oh, really? A president who wants to have Congress be completely irrelevant in how we meet the needs of the American people? No, come on.
Another day of brutal cold weather and wind chills affecting the Midwest and the Northeast and now affecting air flights nationwide. FlightAware says over 2,100 flights have been canceled today and nearly 1,200 are facing delays. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Question, do you have a health insurance plan you are not happy with? Well, Bethany and Jason thought they were stuck. Their plan just kept getting more expensive, and Bethany's favorite doctor didn't even take that plan anymore. And then some friends at church told them about MediShare.
With our previous insurance, we were paying $1,200 a month. With MediShare, we now pay around $600 a month.
Yes, they're paying $600 less per month, and that's a pretty typical savings with MediShare. And they actually like MediShare more.
I was able to go back to my original doctor that I absolutely loved, and it's just been an absolutely beautiful thing being a part of MediShare.
Yeah, so they pay a lot less, and they like it more. No wonder MediShare is growing so fast. Find out more. They're super easy to talk to. All you have to do is call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE, 833-34-BIBLE.
Virginia's Democratic Governor Ralph Northam being blasted over an abortion bill that did fail in that state's legislature. The repeal act would have loosened restrictions on abortion all the way to the very end of a pregnancy when a woman goes into labor. Northam's comments in support of the bill on a D.C. area radio station led to a backlash from Republicans, with Senator Marco Rubio saying the governor openly supported legal infanticide. The Democrat says any insinuation he approves of killing infants is disgusting. The Federal Reserve leaving interest rates unchanged after a policy meeting yesterday, and the Fed Chief Jerome Powell says the economy will still be growing this year
at a solid pace in 2019, although likely slower than the very strong pace of 2018.
In some other economic news, the Labor Department says 253,000 Americans filed first-time jobless claims last week. Analysts were expecting the number to come in at about 215,000. This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
The trial of accused Mexican drug lord Joaquin El Chapo Guzman's wrapping up in Brooklyn, New York, with closing arguments beginning yesterday. The assistant U.S. attorney reminding the jury of the amount of evidence prosecutors have presented against Guzman over the past 11 weeks at that trial. Assault rifles and bricks of seized cocaine piled on a table as the prosecution summed up its case. Guzman is charged with more than a dozen counts that include drug trafficking and money laundering, and he could face life in prison if convicted. His defense team is expected to make closing arguments today, and the jury could start deliberations tomorrow. On the heels of an announcement by CBS News that former Republican Senator Jeff Flake is joining that network as a news contributor, Fox News says it signed former South Carolina Republican Congressman Trey Gowdy to be a contributor there. Gowdy will offer political and legal analysis across both FNC and Fox Business Network programming during daytime and primetime hours. Gowdy will continue to practice law while also lending his expertise to Fox. And WikiLeaks releases internal Vatican documents about a dispute between Pope Francis and a Catholic Knights Order in 2016. It doesn't really shed any new light on the incident, but longtime Vatican watchers say the fact that WikiLeaks breached internal communications is an alarm bell about what the anti-secrecy site might reveal next. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.